This is your Paragon News Update for August 13th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup. A Clinton man was arrested recently after allegedly hitting a pedestrian with his SUV and then driving away. Court records show that 23-year-old Jeremy James Whiteshirt was arrested on August 9th after being charged with the crime on August 3rd. A probable cause affidavit revealed that Whiteshirt is accused of following another vehicle around the city of Clinton at a high rate of speed on July 20th. When the vehicle arrived to a home in the 1800 block of Hunt Street, the brother of the driver was waiting to confront the suspect who had been following the female driver. The reporting parties would tell police that they would recognize the driver being Whiteshirt and a passenger being Whiteshirt's 15-year-old brother. The victim would tell police that the brother would exit the vehicle, and that's when the man would approach the SUV to confront them. The document said that's when the vehicle would hit the victim, causing him to hit the ground. However, before the vehicle was able to drive away, the victim was able to throw a rock at the back passenger side window. Police would later locate a vehicle that matched the description given to them by the victim. It was also noted that the vehicle had a busted out back passenger side window. After being arrested, Whiteshirt received one felony count of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, with his bond set at $20,000. His first court date is scheduled for September 1st. A Hammond man was involved in a two-vehicle accident in southern Cotton County Thursday afternoon. Fortunately, he was not injured in the mishap. However, the driver of the second vehicle was hospitalized. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol's collision report, the accident occurred at the intersection of U.S. 70 and State Highway 36 west of the town of Randlett when the 2014 Jeep driven by 78-year-old Laura Asp of Wichita Falls, Texas, failed to stop at a stop sign and was hit by the 2015 Ford F-150 driven by 57-year-old Lowell Chapman of Hammond. Asp was transported to a Wichita Falls, Texas hospital where she was admitted in fair condition with head injuries. Chapman was not injured in the mishap. OHP says both drivers were wearing seatbelts at the time of the wreck. FFA chapters across Oklahoma are receiving a share of more than $38,000 after being named recipients of this year's American Electric Power Foundation FFA STEM After School Grants. One of the awarded chapters is right here in western Oklahoma. This year, grants ranging from $1,000 to $2,500 were awarded to 16 FFA chapters in Oklahoma, with the Burns Flat chapter being one of them. The AEP Foundation is the charitable arm of American Electric Power, parent company of Tulsa-based electric provider Public Service Company of Oklahoma, or PSO. The grant program is made possible through a partnership between PSO and the Oklahoma FFA Foundation. Since 2018, the AEP Foundation and PSO have awarded grants now totaling more than $123,000 to state FFA chapters to fund a wide range of programs and activities that are helping advance agriculture education, foster initiative, and inspire success. In 2020, the AEP Foundation announced a $200,000 grant to fund the program for another 5 years. Grant applications were submitted earlier this summer, with priority given to applications that benefit more than one chapter and that are sustainable over multiple years. In state news, the Oklahoma City School District will require students and staff to wear masks starting next week, with provisions allowing them to opt out of the requirement, according to the district superintendent today. According to Sean McDaniel, the superintendent, school employees with proof of being fully vaccinated by November 15th will receive a $1,000 stipend. McDaniel said he has not discussed the matter with Governor Kevin Stitt, who issued a statement supporting the district and Santa Fe South, a public charter school that, on Wednesday, adopted a similar mask requirement that includes opt-out provisions. Masks will be required except for those who submit religious, medical, or approved personal objections to mask wearing, according to McDaniel. McDaniel said he cannot cite a personal objection that would be approved, but that each would be considered on a case-by-case basis by the district's Human Resource Department. Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $67.99. That's down $1.10. Brent crude at $69.80, down $1.11. Natural gas at $3.85. That's down 7 cents. Recapping our top story, a Clinton man accused of a hit and run. Once again, your Paragon News update for August 13th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.